This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. In the wake of the recent terrorist attack at Pahalgam, India has banned the entry of Pakistani ships at Indian ports. It has also prohibited Indian ships from visiting Pakistani ports. Directorate General of Shipping in a statement said that any ship bearing the flag of Pakistan shall not be allowed to visit any Indian port. It also said that Indian flag ships will also not visit any ports of Pakistan. The DGS said that the restrictions have been put in place with immediate effect until further order. The decision has been taken to ensure safety of Indian assets, cargo and connected infrastructure in public interest and for the interest of Indian shipping. It added that any exemption or dispensation from this order shall be examined and decided on case-to-case basis. Earlier, India also banned direct or indirect import of all goods from Pakistan with immediate effect. India has also suspended all postal services to and from Pakistan. The National Testing Agency, NTA, will conduct the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, UG 2025 today across over 5,000 centres in the country and 13 cities abroad. NTA in a statement said that all preparations and logistical arrangements for organising a safe and secure examination have been made. Over 22.7 lakh candidates have registered for the examination, which will take place from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. The mock drills at all centres were successfully conducted earlier yesterday. Masterclasses on filmmaking and cultural events will be the main attraction on the last day of World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 in Mumbai today. The four-day summit, which began on Thursday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The summit, with the tagline "Connecting Creators, Connecting Countries," is poised to position India as a global hub for media, entertainment and digital innovation. President Draupadi Murmu has said that India is committed to mutually beneficial and sustainable partnership with all African countries. President Murmu met President of Angola, João Lourenço, at Rashtrapati Bhavan and hosted a banquet in his honour. The president said India shares a special friendship with African countries, including Angola. She appreciated the important role played by Angola in promoting peace, security and stability in Africa. President Murmu also appreciated President Lourenço's strong expression of sympathy and support in the wake of recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, Jammu and Kashmir. Indian Railways has introduced a Bharat Gaurav Deluxe train for the Char Dham Yatra. The train will cover religious places like Badrinath, Joshi Math, Rishikesh, Puri, Konark, Rameshwaram, Dwarka, alongside other religious places like Kashi Vishwanath, Bhimshankar and Trimbakeshwar. This train will cover a total distance of 8,425 kilometres. The special train will depart from Delhi's Safdarjung Railway Station on 27th of this month and cover all the four dhams of the country and other religious places in 17 days. The tickets for the train are offered on first-come, first-served basis, which can be booked on IRCTC website. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall in Odisha today. Met Department predicted moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds in Bihar, Jharkhand, Odisha, West Bengal and Sikkim today and Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till Tuesday. Khelo India Youth Games 2025 will kick off today across five cities in Bihar. These cities are Patna, Rajgir, Gaya, Bhagalpur and Begusarai. The select events will be held in New Delhi. Akashvani will bring live commentary on the opening ceremony of Khelo India Youth Games 2025. The program will begin from 5:55 p.m. and continue till 7:30 p.m. or till the end of ceremony. It will be available on News On Air app, Prasar Bharati Sports YouTube channel and DTH. In IPL cricket, hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Chennai Super Kings by 2 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last night. Put into bat first, RCB posted a commanding total of 213 for 5 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.